to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, we have to understand that this ever-changing material nature, which is called Adibhuta, is not our original home.
Ahhoz, hogy az ember felülítődjön a kisutatba, meg kell, hogy értse, hogy ez az Adibhuta, örökké változó anyagi természet nem az otthonunk.
And we have to learn to search for the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this world and in the world beyond.
És meg kell tanulnunk keresni az Istenség legfelsőbb személyiségét ebben a világban és az ezen túli világban.
Krishna is present within with us in this world as the super soul who is situated within the heart region.
Krishna ebben a világban jelen van velünk felső lélekként, aki az élőlény szív területén helyezkedik el.
It is described that Krishna takes on a dimension which I'm sorry, I don't know the English word, but it is from here to here. This is he is in the heart region.
Azt mondják, hogy az ő lélete a szívben, akkor amint egy arasz.
He's there in every living entity.
Ott van minden élőben.
Proportionate to his. See that Lord Brahma has a different system.
Arányosan az élőlénynek az araszával, mert a Brahmának más méretű az eredet.
Yeah. He exists there in the transcendental dimension, waiting for us to turn our attention towards him.
Transcendentális dimenzióban ott létezik, és arra vár, hogy felfordítsuk a figyelmünket.
And when we do so, he will give us all possible help to make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
És amikor ezt tesszük, akkor minden lehetséges segítséget megad ahhoz, hogy fejlődjünk a Krishna tudatban.
If the super soul sees that someone becomes a little bit determined, he will make arrangements in such a way that his advancement in Krishna consciousness becomes a solid fact.
Hogyha látja, hogy egy kicsit eltökéletekké válik, akkor úgy fog mindent rendezni, hogy a fejlődésünk a Krishna tudatban szilárd tényé válhasson.
And he will then help them to reach the transcendental Lord who is existing beyond the material universe in a pastime of love.
És segíteni fog, hogy elérjük a transzcendentális urat, aki ezen az univerzumon túl létezik és tört kezdeteléseit.
I will give you an example from the scriptures how this took place.
Mondok egy példát az írásokból arra, hogy ez miért történt.
You might have heard about the prince not Puratana, this is a good point. Dhruva Maharaj.
Biztos hallottatok a hercegről, most nem Puranjana hercegről, hanem jó hercegről, Dhruva Maharajról.
He wanted to well, it is a complicated story. Where should we start? He wanted to one day sit on the lap of his father. Like all children do. But his stepmother intervened.
A mostoha anyja megakadályozta.
She was the second wife of Maharaj Uttanapad, the father of Dhruva Maharaj.
Ő Dhruva Maharaj apjának, Uttanapad Maharajnak a második felesége volt.
And she was, what we say, a poison fruit.
És egy mérges fog volt.
She said, before you can sit on the lap of your father, you will have to take birth again. At this time, through my womb.
Azt mondta, hogy mielőtt az apád ölébe ülhetnél, újra meg kell születned az én méhemből.
What this actually meant was that Dhruva Maharaj had no right to call himself the prince.
Ez azt jelentette, hogy Dhruva Maharajnak nem volt joga arra, hogy felszegnek nevezni magát.
And because his father was so much under the influence of this particular wife called Suruchi, he agreed.
És mivel az apja olyannyira ennek a Suruchi nevű feleségnek a hatása alatt állt, hogy beleegyezett.
And Dhruva Maharaj, that meant Dhruva Maharaj was disinherited.
És ez azt jelentett, hogy Dhruva Maharaj nem lehetett az örökös.
And he was so angry.
Annyira mérges lett.
Although he was a little boy, he directly went to his mother and said, "This is too much, what can I do?"
Bár kisfiú volt, mégis oda ment az anyjához, és azt kérdezte, hogy ez túl sok nekem, mit csinálhatok?
And she said, "I'm sorry, I can't help you. Your father likes his second wife more. Only Krishna can help you."
Azt mondta, hogy ne haragudj, én nem tudok segíteni, mert az apád jobban szereti a második feleségét, csak Krishna tud segíteni nekem.
Oh, then where can I find him?
Igen, és hol találom meg őt?
That's not so easy, my son.
Ez nem olyan könnyű, fiam.
The sages go into the forest and practice a life of austerity in order to finally find him.
A bölcsek elmennek az erdőbe, és az életen keresztül lemondásokat végeznek azért, hogy végül megtalálják őt.
Oh, that I can also do.
Oh, azt én is meg tudom csinálni.
He went into the forest.
Elment az erdőbe.
Now these were not forests like the Hungarian forests.
Ezek nem olyan erdők voltak, mint a magyar erdők.
They were full of wild animals.
Teli voltak vadállatokkal.
Huge elephants.
Hatalmas elefántokkal.
Tigers.
Tigrisekkel.
Snakes.
Kígyókkal.
And not well kept trees. They were wild jungles.
Nem ilyen szép vádott fák voltak, hanem vad dzsungelek.
Infested with mosquitoes.
And
bad.
És denevérekkel.
But still Dhruva Maharaj went. He was so determined.
Dhruva Maharaj mégis elment, annyira eltökélt volt.
Now Krishna, who is within the heart as the super soul, saw that determination.
Krishna, aki ott van a szívben felső lélekként, látta ezt az eltökéltséget.
And he made an arrangement.
Egy
one day, as Dhruva Maharaj was just in the forest trying to find Krishna,
egy nap, amikor Dhruva Maharaj az erdőben próbált megtalálni Krishnát,
he heard a beautiful sound from a beautiful instrument called the Veena.
A Veena-nak ez egy csodálatos hangszer hangját hallotta.
And then he heard the chanting of Hare Krishna.
És aztán a Hare Krishna éneklését hallotta.
All of a sudden, he saw who had made these beautiful, attractive sounds.
És hirtelen meglátta azt, aki ezt a csodálatos hangot csinálta.
It was the Saint Narada Muni.
Ez a Szent Narada Muni volt.
And Narada Muni said, "Hey, what are you doing here?"
És Narada Muni azt mondta, "Hey, mit csinálsz vagy?"
You must understand, he was extremely young.
Tudnátok kell, hogy ő rendkívül fiatal volt.
We have a little young guest. How old are you?
Van ott egy kis fiatal vendégünk. Hány éves vagy?
Dhruva Maharaj was only 8.
Dhruva Maharaj csak 8 éves volt.
2 years less than our youngest guest.
2 évvel fiatalabb, mint a legfiatalabb vendégünk.
I mean, he was a child.
A gyerek volt.
So Narada Muni said, "What are you doing here?"
Narada Muni azt mondta neki, hogy mit csinálsz itt?
I mean, we would say the same if we see our youngest guest. We would say, "Please go home and sleep at your mother's place."
És ezt mondanánk, hogyha meglátnánk így a legfiatalabb vendégünket, akkor menjél haza a mamához, aludj ott majd.
So Narada Muni said, so Dhruva Maharaj actually didn't accept this.
Dhruva Maharaj azonban nem fogadta el ezt.
If you can tell me how I can find the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are welcome.
Azt mondta, hogy ha megmondod nekem, hogy hogy tudom megtalálni az Istenség legfelső személyiségét, akkor örülök, hogy itt vagy.
If not, I have nothing to do with you. Please go your own way.
Ha nem, akkor semmi közöm hozzá, menjél magad útjára.
So Narada Muni had tested him.
Narada Muni vizsgáztat őt.
He wanted to see how determined Dhruva was.
Látni akarta, hogy mennyire erdőti a Dhruva.
And then, after he saw that he was qualified to actually find the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gave him instructions how to do so.
És miután látta, hogy képesített arra, hogy megtalálja az Isten csillagos személyiségét, elmondta neki, hogy ezt hogyan teheti.
He taught him a mantra.
Tanított neki egy mantrát.
You all have chanted this mantra.
Már mindannyian énekeltük ezt a mantrát.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then he also taught him a process whereby Dhruva could worship Krishna.
És tanított neki egy olyan folyamatot is, amin keresztül Dhruva imádni tudta Krishnát.
And this is what Dhruva did with great determination.
És Dhruva ezt gyakorolta nagy elkötelezettséggel.
Until finally Krishna appeared within his heart.
Így végül Krishna megjelent a szívében.
And then, all of a sudden, Dhruva Maharaj Pastrana, looking with the spiritual vision, Krishna in the heart.
És akkor Dhruva Maharaj elcsodálkozott, hogy meglátta Krishna szívében, lelkilátással.
But then all of a sudden you couldn't see him any longer.
De aztán hirtelen nem látta többet.
And you opened his eyes, which were closed in meditation.
Amit a meditáció közben csupatáltak.
And then he saw the most beautiful form outside of him.
És aztán kívül megállt a legcsodálatosabb formát.
And he was overwhelmed with ecstasy.
Ecstázissal áradtotta.
Imagine to see God, the source of all sources, before you. It is overwhelming.
Képzeljétek el, megváltni Isten minden forrását az ember előtt.
And he wanted to pray something, but he felt so, how should we say, just so overwhelmed that he couldn't even say one word.
Imádkozni akarta, de az érzés annyira elárasztott, hogy egy szót sem tudott kimondani.
So again Krishna helped him.
És akkor Krishna újra segített neki.
He had helped him initially by attending Narada Muni, the spiritual master, who instructed Dhruva Maharaj.
Segített neki a kezdetben azzal, hogy elküldte Narada Muni a lelki tanítómester, aki tanította Dhruva Maharajot.
And he now also helped him.
És most is segített neki.
He took his concha.
Megfogta a kardoklipét.
His concha. And he touched the forehead of Dhruva Maharaj. So that Dhruva Maharaj could compose himself and utter the most beautiful prayer.
És odaérintette Dhruva Maharaj fejéhez, hogy magához kérjen, és hogy a legcsodálatosabb imádat tudja felajánlani.
You will be glad to hear one of his prayers, and I will tell it to you.
Örülni fogtok, hogy hallhatjátok egy imádat, amit most elmondok nektek.
He said, previously, my Lord, I wanted to have a kingdom, the kingdom of my father.
Azt mondta, hogy Uram, korábban egy királyságot akartam, az apám királyságát.
I'm sorry, he said, I wanted to have a kingdom which is greater than the kingdom of my father.
Elnézést, azt mondta, hogy egy olyan királyságot akartam, ami hatalmasabb az apám királyságánál.
But that was foolish.
De ez ostobaság volt.
I must tell you, I looked for a broken pieces of glass.
El kell mondjam nektek, hogy tört üveg cserepeket kerestem.
But now where I found you, the most costly of jewels, I don't want this any longer.
De most, hogy megtaláltalak téged, a legértékesebb drágakövet, ezt már nem akarom.
So he prayed like this, and Krishna felt so satisfied by his devotee who had actually done everything to reach his lotus feet, that he nevertheless gave him a kingdom which was very good.
Így imádkozott, és Krishna annyira elégedett volt vele, hogy mégis megadta neki ezt a királyságot.
But he also took care that he didn't fall into illusion.
De abban is törődött, hogy ne essen illúzióba.
Dhruva Maharaj ruled this kingdom in perfect Krishna consciousness.
Dhruva Maharaj teljes Krishna tudatban uralkodott ezen a
királyságon. In fact, you will be fascinated to hear he's still ruling it.
És sőt, elvesztett bűvel van megfelelhetett, még mindig uralkodik.
It is lying on a different planet than ours.
Ez egy másmilyen bolygón helyezkedik el, mint amilyen a miénk.
When you look in the night sky to this fixed star, it's called the pole star. In that area, the kingdom of Dhruva Maharaj is lying.
Ugye felnéztek az égre, akkor van egy csillag, ami sosem mozdul el, ez a sark csillag, ez az a bolygó, ahol Dhruva Maharaj királysága van.
And then, after this is completed, he lives there, he has a long, long life there.
És egy nagyon-nagyon hosszú életet él ott.
Then he goes back home, back to Godhead.
És aztán visszamegy, hogy az Istenséghez.
Now I must again correct myself. I'm a little sorry. No. The motion is okay. Not too much detail. So, Srila Prabhupada comments this little story in a way which is very inspiring and also helpful for us here.
Srila Prabhupada ezt a történetet nagyon inspiráló módon magyarázza.
In Magaraj, in Minandari. Every devotee, Prabhupada said, should be determined that in this life he is going to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Minden bhaktának nagyon eltökéletnek kell lennie, hogy ebben az életében kielégítse az Istenséghez társuló személyiségét.
And by that process, go back home, back to Godhead.
És ezáltal a folyamat által visszamenjen haza az Istenséghez.
In this lifetime, we must make it.
Ebben az életben meg kell csinálni.
Let us follow in the footsteps of Dhruva Maharaj.
Azt kövessük Dhruva Maharaj lábnyomait.
That doesn't necessarily mean that we have to go into the forest and take on austerity.
Ez nem feltétlenül jelenti azt, hogy el kell menni az erdőbe és lemondásokat kell végezni.
It is also very difficult to find a lonesome place in the forest nowadays. And maybe the, what is it called, the hunter will come with his gun and ask you, what are you doing here?
Mostanában nagyon nehéz egy magányos helyet találni az erdőben, és lehet, hogy arra jön egy vadász, és megkérdezi, hogy mit csinálsz itt.
It is my forest, you have to pay rent.
Ez az én erdőm, bérlés kell fizetned.
So the state of Hungary.
Magyarország államában.
So, who knows. It doesn't mean that.
Ez nem azt jelenti.
To satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can be done by using what we have in this world in his service.
Ahhoz, hogy kielégítsük a Istenségnek személyiségét, azt kell tennünk, hogy amivel rendelkezünk, azt az ő szolgálatában kell használnunk.
You have your senses.
Vannak érzékeink.
You have time.
Az idő.
You have intelligence.
Az intelligencia.
Your body.
A test.
If you engage that in Krishna's service, you can satisfy them.
Ha ezeket Krishna szolgálatában, ha mikor foglaljátok le, akkor ki tudjátok elégíteni őt.
Now, there is one difficulty.
Van egy nehézség.
It is that our mind, intelligence and senses have the tendency to enjoy things in an unintelligent way.
Az elménynek, az intelligenciának és az érzékeinknek van egy hajlam arra, hogy egy unintelligens módon próbáljon élvezni.
Our body wants to sleep.
A testünk aludni akar.
Our tongue wants to eat unlimited quantities of foodstuffs.
A nyelvünk korlátlan mennyiségű ételt szeretne enni.
Our senses urge us for so many different kinds of sense enjoyment. And our material intelligence is sometimes extremely short-sighted. Isn't it? We often find ourselves in situations which are not very elevated.
Gyakran találjuk munkat olyan helyzetben, ami nem túl emelkedett.
That That is because we have learned in the monkey sampradaya. How do you say monkey? Mayam. It's a Mayam sampradaya. Sounds like Magarats, isn't it? Mayam Magarats. Let me explain this, the logic of the Mayam to you. So that we can understand something about the obstacles which we have to overcome. First of all, let me explain to you how one can easily capture a Mayam. Yes. So you take a pumpkin. You take the meat out of the pumpkin. You know what I mean. Then you put the pumpkin over the fire.
Aztán a tűz fölé teszi,
and make it hot.
És felforrósít rá.
Then you chain this or bind this pumpkin on a tree.
Aztán ráfüggi egy fára.
Then you put a little hole in the pumpkin.
Aztán ki kell lukasztani ezt a tököt.
And then you put a nice banana in the inside of the pumpkin.
És aztán tesz egy banánt belül a tökbe.
That's all.
Ez minden.
Then you wait.
És akkor vár.
So after some time the monkey will come.
A kis idő után jön, itt fog a majom.
Oh, this looks interesting.
Oh,
and it smells very attractive also. There must be a banana inside. So he takes his hand and he goes inside the pumpkin hole. His hand just fits through the hole. Then he captures the banana.
Smacks your banana.
And he feels his life is successful. And that's a mistake. Then he has learned this in the monkey teaching sampradaya. Because now the drama of his life happens. He tries to drag his hand out to eat the banana. But now his hand is like a fist. And it doesn't fit through the hole. Now you would say, well, let the banana drop. Simple solution for a simple problem. But he cannot understand this. Because for him, life means a banana. And he, as he tries to put it up, you know, he cannot solve his problem. He hasn't learned it from his mother and his father. He has learned it in the university for monkeys. He can easily be captured. And that's what is done. Sometimes he's killed on the spot. Or worse, he sent it to a zoo. The others look at him. Well, so many things. So this is called the monkey sampradaya. You only think what is palatable now. That's good. No matter what the consequences are. This is like the materialistic philosophy.
ez olyan, mint a materialista filozófia.
People cannot, it is called in Sanskrit, they are prayers oriented. That means something which is beneficial over a short amount of time.
Ez azt jelenti, hogy csak azzal foglalkozunk, ami rövid időn belül hasznos neki.
Like for instance smoking.
Mint például a dohányzás.
Tastes so good.
Annyira finom.
I don't think so, by the way.
Én nem hiszem,
but somehow comes in this illusion. But it destroys the lung. Or atomic energy. Or economic development. Or take anything. The car industry.
Autoipar.
Sex life.
Sexuális élet.
You can take all the holy cows of materialism and put them together on a meadow where the grass grows. And the sum total of all the holy cows is destruction. Our materialistic society is in a very difficult situation right now. Either they change their mind or they go to ruin. So when one comes to spiritual life, it is very difficult at first to give up this unintelligent habit of the mind and the intelligence.
Amikor az ember eljön a lelki életbe, akkor nagyon nehéz feladni az elmények és az intelligenciának ezt az unintelligens
gondolkodása. And it is very difficult for us to plan on a long-sighted base.
És nagyon nehéz hosszú távon tervezni.
Time and time again, devotees can see that they have to come back to the basis again. Chanting with full concentration. Praying for the mercy of Krishna. Having a service attitude towards other devotees. Being humble. Being self-analytical and using the time in a proper way for remembering Krishna. Even if they somehow understand this as an ideal, they are sometimes carried away by the mood of passion into some unintelligent lifestyle. The determination of what's going on outside. Always like this.
Well, we'll stop. Just a
little bit more time. Then.
Yeah, I will stop.
Concept.
Oh my
God. They have that class. Wrong urge for speaking. So, let us now, you know, because we want to develop the determination of Dhruva Maharaj for our Krishna conscious development, let us now hear a little bit about determination.
Mivel Dhruva Maharaj eltökéltségét szeretnénk kifejleszteni a Krisna tudatban való fejlődésünket, hadd halljuk a következőt.
Let us first hear about the two kinds of determination which are not enough to reach the spiritual goal.
Hadd halljunk először arról a kétféle eltökéltségről, ami nem elég ahhoz, hogy elérjük a lelki célt.
These are the two kinds of monkey determination.
Ez a kétféle majom eltekintség.
I'm sorry. So, people in this world are determined for sense gratification.
Ebben a világban az emberek eltökélnek az érzékelégítésre.
They do so much in order to gratify their senses.
Annyi mindent megtesznek, csak azért, hogy kielégítsék az érzékeinket.
In Germany there is this reklame, this advertisement for a cigarette where you see a person who goes for miles in order to smoke a Camel filter.
Van egy ilyen reklám Németországban, cigaretta reklám, hogy egy ember sok mérföldet megy azért, csak azért, hogy elszipasson egy Camel cigarettát.
You know, he swims through rivers.
Átúszik folyókon.
He fights with crocodiles. In order to smoke a cigarette. Ich gehe meilenweit für eine Kamelfilter. I go for miles in order to get one cigarette. And people just, you know, it's a strong man.
Erős ember.
It's good beard. Good looking. Special style of shoes. He goes for miles. Just to smoke. One cigarette. What a hero! And the calming thing. Very good. This I have to also be like this. You know, the most high-paid professional cyclists, they find out this what kind of person maximum amount of people can identify with.
A legnagyobb pszichológusokat vizsgálják, hogy milyen mennyiségű embert mondja, milyen mennyiségű embert követi.
Because if the advertisement industry can produce one person people can identify with, that means they have a lot of bias on their side, because everyone wants to be like that person.
Tehát, hogyha csinálnak egy ilyen reklámot, egy olyan személyt tesznek oda, aki nagyon sokat mond, akkor mindenki olyan akar majd lenni, mint ő.
Do you understand? Igen? So the fact that, you know, this cigarette farm, you know, makes him creates a character means that many, many people will identify with this type of person.
Nagyon-nagyon sok ember fogja azonosítani magát ezzel a személlyel.
For just one cigarette.
Egyetlen egy cigiért.
Crossing oceans to get it.
Óceánok a tárcának, hogy megkapják.
What a poor civilization.
Milyen szegény civilizáció.
Who can identify with such a sky-screaming fool?
Aki ilyen eges kiáltó ostobával tudja azonosítani magát.
This is Maya.
It's Maya.
So, but this is determination.
That's attitude.
In the mode of passion. When a person in the mode of passion doesn't get rewarded, he will become frustrated and not work any longer. This is not good in spiritual life. See, you cannot expect to be self-realized overnight. Then if you become discouraged because of that, then you won't make solid advancement. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of the woman who meets her husband and the next morning says, "Where's the baby?" I thought this is the way to get baby.
Where
is the baby? I did everything. No, you have to wait a little bit. It takes 9 months. And then the baby might come. So in the same way, if we, our intelligence is so passionate that we must have the fruit next day. We will never become Krishna consciousness. Take some endeavor. So this kind of determination, which is dependent on Streicheleinheiten, on quick results, is not good. Then there is another kind of the determination which will not help you in Krishna consciousness. It is the determination which cannot go beyond dreaming, lamentation, moroseness and illusion. Yeah, you know, some people make dreams. I will become a self-realized ascetic tomorrow morning. And when the alarm clock rings, then they are confronted with the harsh reality that they don't want to get up. determination in the dreaming state. Then I will do this, then I will do that, and then I will become a world famous devotee. So this is determination in the mode of ignorance, and the other was determination in the mode of passion. Sometimes our Sankirtan devotees have to deal with this determination in the mode of passion. They run out. Today I will distribute 51.5 books. And if they don't distribute it, then they become frustrated. And then after 3 days, if they have distributed only 15 books, they say, "Oof." I become a cook for Krishna. you know what I'm talking about, actually. So we need to cultivate determination which is unbreakable. And this determination will come by our sadhana, chanting 16 rounds in the morning, best before 10 o'clock, reading every day, This unbreakable determination comes when we learn to control the activities of the mind.
Ez az elkészíthetetlen eltökélség abból ered, hogy megfelelő kontrollálni az elmét.
The life.
Az életet.
And the senses.
És az érzéketet.
Then our determination will be in the mode of goodness.
Akkor az eltökélségünk a jóság közérében.
I want to advise all the listeners this evening to read these different kinds of determinations in the Bhagavad Gita. They're in the 18th chapter, starting with text 33.
Mindenkinek javaslom, hogy hiszem ma este, hogy olvasson erről a háromfajta eltökéltségből a Bhagavad Gita-ban, a 18. fejezetben, a 33-as versben.
Yes. So, what helps us to cultivate the real type of determination?
Mi az, ami segít abban, hogy a valódi eltökéltséget kultiváljuk?
Sometimes one feels so weak in spiritual life.
Néha valaki nagyon gyengének érzi magát a lelki életben.
So how do we become strong in our determination?
Hogyan válunk erőssé az eltökéltségünkben?
Today I was talking to a very nice young devotee, and he was saying it's so difficult sometimes to make the first step.
Ma beszéltem egy nagyon kedves fiatal vettával, aki azt mondta, hogy annyira nehéz megtenni az első lépés.
Well, to create a spiritual atmosphere helps a lot.
A lelki atmoszféra létrehozása nagyon sokat segít.
To rise early.
Korai kelés.
To have living facilities where which are in order, not so hectic.
Olyan környezetben élni, ami rendben van, nem annyira rendetlen.
Then, you know, have an altar.
Legyen oltár.
Worship Krishna.
Imádni kell Krishnát.
Eat only food which is offered.
Csak felajánlott ételt enni.
When we live in this spiritual atmosphere, determination is very easy. Sometimes, we are, it's like a new life. We feel like Prometheus who has just risen from the ashes. Is it? Because there is a spiritual atmosphere. If we want to keep our determination strong, we need to make a spiritual atmosphere. What we do when we are preaching, we always have a tape recorder, and sometimes we have to sleep in rooms which are in the mode of ignorance. So we put the tape recorder and Prabhupada's tape, and then the nice spiritual atmosphere comes.
Néha olyan szobába kell aludni, ahol nagyon rossz van az atmoszféra, akkor csak bekapcsoljuk a magnót, berakjuk a Prabhupádot, és akkor nagyon szép lehet ki atmoszféra.
Or when we are in Sankirtan and there are so many worldly influences on our consciousness.
Vagy itt a Sankirtanokunk, akkor olyan sok anyagi hatás éri a tudatunkra.
Or we go shopping and we see the impossible cinema reklama.
Vagy ha vásárolni megyünk, és a szörnyűséges mozi reklámokat látjuk.
We can change in our mind. Then we remain in this spiritual atmosphere. To be strong in one's determination, association is important. I think our friends of Krishna have the experience when they come and associate with devotees. They are determination becomes strong.
Azt hiszem, hogy az érdekünk tapasztalják, hogy amikor társulhatnak a bakták, akkor erősnek is elképzelik.
But when one is together with non-devotees, woo!
De amikor az ember a baktákkal van, akkor jaj.
Then, after some time, one even doubts that there is an eternal soul.
Akkor néha még kételkedik abban is, hogy van örök lélek.
One is covered by Maya.
Az ember teszedik Maya.
So this is important to have the right kind of association.
Szükség van a megfelelő társulásra.
And then something which helps us also to become more determined is to make plans with determination.
Aztán még egy dolog, ami segít az eltökéltségben, azt mondja, eltökéltem felnőttként.
Like you all know, we have one fasting day, two fasting days in the month. It's called Ekadashi. It's not necessary to fast completely, but we cannot take any grains. So, in the evening, you know, well, tomorrow is Ekadashi. That means I cannot eat any torta. So, then, if in theory, the next day a torta is offered to you, there is no determination in you to eat the torta. You immediately become, oh no, 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 sorry, thank you. I have no desire. Do you know this? Just by having made a plan the day before Ekadashi, you are able to withstand the alluring potency of the torta. Yes. So this can helps us to understand that a plan made with determination can protect us. We should make a plan with determination. I will become Krishna conscious. And I'm doing first this step. Then I will do that step. Then I will go on Sankirtan. Then I will do this. And by just planning like this for Krishna, you will see how you are protected when Maya comes and rings and says,
csak az ilyen tervezéssel az ember megveszélyezi, amikor jön Maja, becsönget, és azt mondja, gyere.
See, Krishna is there.
Krishna ott van.
He wants to help you.
Segíteni akar neked.
Prabhupada says he's like gold in a park.
Prabhupada azt mondja, hogy olyan, mint egy arany a parkban.
We just have to find the gold.
Csak meg kell találnunk az aranyat.
In the same way, Krishna is there.
Ugyanígy Krishna is ott van.
Now you have to find him.
Most csak meg kell találni őt.
This is done by the process of devotional service. Just like in straw, there is already fire. And you can bring it out by just bringing another fire, which then catches hold of the straw so that it stands in flames.
És az ember csak hoz egy másik tüzet, és akkor visszaállna, azonnal meggyújtott.
In the same way, by the process of regular devotional service, you can bring out the super soul in the heart. It will manifest.
Ugyanígy a rendszeres hozadó szolgálat által meg fog nyilvánulni a társadalmi élet.
So I want to end today's lecture with telling you a very nice shloka from the Bhagavad Gita. Which will give you an understanding how Krishna is prepared to help you. When Dhruva Maharaj became determined, Krishna sent help. When you become determined in your Krishna consciousness, Krishna will send you help. And the determination will be seen if you do a few things. Krishna says, when one's intelligent, mind and faith.
És azt mondja, hogy amikor az intelligenciát, az elmét és a...
And refuge.
Sure.
Shelter. When one's intelligent mind, faith and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme,
amikor az ember az intelligenciát, az elmét, a hitét és a menedékét a legfelsőbe helyezi,
then one becomes fully cleansed of misgivings through complete knowledge.
Akkor a teljes tudáson keresztül megszabadul minden bűntől.
And thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation.
És így halad a felszabadulás útján.
Put your intelligence in Krishna.
Helyez az intelligenciát Krishnában.
Understand that he is the cause of all causes.
Értsd meg, hogy ő minden okokkal.
Put your faith in Krishna.
Helyezd a hitet Krishnában.
And your mind.
És az elmét.
Don't be a robot. Robot.
Ne legyél egy robot.
If you intelligently plan your life in Krishna consciousness, you will be completely free from all illusion.
Akkor, hogyha intelligensen, Krishna tudatosan tervezel, akkor teljesen Krishna tudatosan.
And easily follow the path of Dhruva Maharaj. Then you can go back to Godhead in one lifetime. Isn't that what you all want? Igen. So, now I've come to the end of this evening's class. Do you have any questions? Or is everything clear? our young girl. Yes, please. First of all, see, when you are in the mode of passion, now when you are in the mode of ignorance, you don't act. You just dream. But when you are in the mode of passion, you become active. And you might commit serious mistakes, which are irreversible. Therefore, the devotee who said it's better to be made in the mode of ignorance, he meant that. That you don't make grievous mistakes. But it doesn't mean we should remain in the mode of ignorance. Because that's also a mistake. We should rise to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Now the wonderful thing about Krishna consciousness is that our action in Krishna consciousness is that it is beyond the modes. Manuchayo vyavicharina bhakti yogena sevate, it says. Sagunan
Samasthi Kiyaitan Brahma Vijaya. It says, someone who acts in the Krishna conscious way and does not fall down, he's immediately in a position above the mode.
Azt mondja, hogy aki Krishna tudatosan cselekszik, és nem esik le, azonnal a kötör felett áll.
So it is not necessary, you can go from any position to activity in the mode of, in the Krishna consciousness.
Bármilyen helyzetből lehet a Krishna tudatos cselekedetekhez fordulni.
From ignorance,
tudatlanságból,
from passion,
szenvedélyből,
and also from goodness.
És a jóságból.
Although someone who is already in the mode of goodness will have it a little bit easier.
Bár aki a jóság kötelében van, annak egy kicsit könnyebb lesz.
But in any case, you can directly go.
Mert bármelyik helyzetbe is vagyunk, közvetlenül lehet menni.
Not necessary to first come in the mode of if you're in the mode of ignorance, that you first must climb up into the mode of passion.
Nincs szükség arra, hogy az ember a tudatlanság kötelében a szenvedélybe vászon.
But you must become a little active, that's a fact.
De tény az, hogy egy kicsit aktívá kell válni.
But that's not the mode of passion.
De ez nem a szenvedély közvetlenül.
That's just your determination to surrender to Krishna.
Ez csak a Krishna-nak való meghódolás eltökélség.
Igen? Yes. Yes, gentlemen.
Maya, and then we are there, and 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 we are there.
Maya is there because you want it to be there.
Maya is there because you want it to be there.
I was once asking this question to Srila Prabhupada. Why has God created Maya, which only brings us away from God? Do you know what he answered? He said, you have created Maya. Why are you in Maya? Now I will tell you a little different. Then you go to a rich man and you ring at the door. The first one who hears it is the black dog. He comes to the fence. Woof woof! It makes a show of aggression. So, if your determination is not very strong, you could say, this is too much, and go away. But if your determination is strong, you will keep ringing. Now, after some time, famous or rich man will come to the garden door. He will see you. He will open the door and then bring you to his house. And at that time the dog will become your friend. He will lick your hand. And make very friendly gestures towards you. He will look nicely at you. No question of biting. So, let us now understand why this dog is behaving like this. He wants to protect his master from anyone who disturbs him.
Meg akarja védeni a mesterét mindazoktól, akik zavarják őt.
It's his duty.
Ez a kötelessége.
But if he sees, oh, he is welcome, then he also becomes friendly.
De ha látja, hogy őt örömmel fogadják, akkor ő is barátságos lesz.
In the same way, Maya tests you.
Ugyanígy Maya vizsgáztat minket.
And if you are not strong enough, she can be much stronger.
És ha nem vagyunk elég erősek az elkötelezettségben, akkor sokkal erősebb is lehet.
But don't be afraid.
De nem szabad félni.
It's only a false show.
Ez csak egy hamis műsor.
She is only a servant.
Csak egy szolga.
So if Krishna sees, oh, the, my devotee is so determined.
Ha Krishna látja, ó, az én baktám annyira elkötelez.
He wants to come to me.
El akar jönni hozzám.
He will give Maya a sign.
Akkor Maya félre fogja állítani.
Leave this man alone.
Hagyd békén ezt az embert.
I want to see him.
Látni akarom őt.
And then Maya is happily giving you a free way.
És akkor Maya boldogan utat enged neked.
To someone who is determined in Krishna consciousness, Maya will not even come to test him.
Aki igazán eltökélt a Krishna tudatban, azt Maya nem is fogja tesztelni.
She will not even come.
Nem is fog jönni.
Because there is no reason for her to test the determination of such a person.
Hát nincs szükség arra, hogy vizsgáztassa ennek a személynek az eltökéltségét.
If you are a pure devotee, you will always like to surrender to Krishna.
Ha tiszta bakta vagy, akkor mindig meg akarsz szólni Krishnának.
And Maya has no power over you any longer.
Mayának többé nincs szeretett hatalma.
So now you will ask yourself the question, well, how can I become a little bit stronger?
Az ember felteszi magának a kérdést, hogy hogyan lehetnék egy kicsit erősebb?
It starts by ringing stronger.
Úgy kezdődik, hogy az ember erősebben csenget.
You should become a little bit more determined in attentive rounds.
Elkezdődnek kell lenni a figyelmet gyakorlásban.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by the quality of your chanting, Krishna will help you.
És a gyakorlás minősége szerint fog Krishna segíteni.
And Maya will leave you alone.
És fog Maya békén hagyni.
You gave yesterday such a nice answer.
Tegnap olyan szép választ adtál.
And then he has this quiz. I think you are ready for a determined spiritual life. Now you are a little elderly. You are not like these young boys, which can dance for 3 hours without stop. Your time is coming closer to the end.
Az időd a vége felé közeledik.
You should not waste the time any longer.
Nem szabad veszegetni az időt.
But become fully determined in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then you will see how strong you are.
Hanem teljesen elzőtéken kell vibrálnod a Hare Krishna Maha Mantrát, és akkor meglátod, hogy milyen erős vagy.
I remember once Prabhupada came to Hamburg. And you know there was this big, big ocean liner. Ocean liner means a huge ship. And before it was a small ship which dragged the ocean liner into the harbor. And Srila Prabhupada asked us in his own way, how is it possible? Well, he said, this is the way it is. They have very strong motors, these small ships. No, no, this I know. How is it possible? And we didn't know what to answer. You know, how would you answer this question? And then Prabhupada gave a very nice, very interesting answer. It's because the big ship has stopped its screw. If the big ship would again revolve the screw, the small ship would stand no chance. So how is it possible that you are in Maya? You are in eternal spiritual soul, part of Krishna. It's because you have stopped your screw. Your activities in spiritual life. So if you start them enthusiastically, Maya has no chance. Just like in the ocean, this ocean giant, this gigantic ship, just goes, you know where to start. Yes, propeller, yes. Then the small ship just goes like, whoop, back, like this. Very nice question. Sehr gute Frage. Vielen Dank. Katana. Good. We have now come to a natural conclusion. We will show you now slides, because today is also festival day. We will show quickly some slides. Yes. Rajmandal Parikrama. Because our devotee has a shirt. Experience Rajmandal Parikrama. So we want to you to experience this. We have very nice slides. So in exactly 5 minutes we will start, so you can start.